Hi, I'm KLW News Director Ben Trefney with an election brief, your quick guide to what's on the ballot. Today we're talking about San Francisco Measure C. Here's KLW's Lee Romney.
Measure C is about childcare and early childhood education. Brain research shows that's really important for kids who are 0 to 5 years old. But San Francisco is a really expensive city, and lots of low and middle income families can't afford early childcare. So to help subsidize early childhood education, Measure C puts a 3.5% tax on most commercial landlords, property owners who lease industrial space, office buildings, and retail. Small landlords are exempt. So are some other businesses, like most nonprofits, art spaces, and homegrown retail. The bulk of the money would go to wipe out a fat waiting list for government-subsidized childcare. The funds would also help middle-income families who don't otherwise qualify and boost pay for child caregivers. 15% of the revenue would go straight into the city's general fund. Now for the politics. 5 of the 11 San Francisco supervisors back Measure C, among them Jane Kim, who's running for mayor. The catch is Measure D. It would slap a smaller tax on the same commercial landlords. But Measure D isn't about childcare. It would fund housing and services for the homeless, another hugely important issue. It's backed by the other 6 members of the Board of Supervisors, including London Breed, who's also running for mayor. Between C and D, only the winning measure with the most votes will be enacted. Lots of people who work with kids back Measure C, as do some hotels and realty companies. They've thrown in more than $171,000 to boost the measure. The measure is opposed by big commercial property owners and managers. As of a couple of weeks ago, they'd put more than $320,000 into defeating it. So vote yes on C if you want to tax commercial landlords to fund early childcare and education. Vote no if you disagree with that tax or would prefer to see it used for homeless services through a yes vote on Measure D.